天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢是在流沙的世界中要站立的稳这个系列的最后一集了。从但以理身上我们学到了何为祷告，以及祷告所彰显出来的大能。那今天麦克牧师将会带领我们来讨论有关天使的问题。那如果你对这方面有疑问的话，就预备心，一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this last broadcast in our series of messages entitled Standing Firm in a World of Shifting Sands.
欢迎你收听在流沙的世界里要站立得稳这个系列信息的最后一讲。
We are very glad that you've joined us today.
我们非常高兴今天你能和我们相聚在这里。
Because we're going to talk about a very serious misconception that is prevalent in our time.
因为我们将要讨论当代流行的一个很严重的错误观念。
Angels have always been very popular in different cultures.
在各种不同的文化里，天使都很受欢迎。
Many people don't even believe in a personal God, and yet they believe in angels.
很多人根本不相信神，但他们相信天使。
And that is strange because angels are the servants of God.
这就很奇怪，因为天使是神的仆人。
Some people today have chosen even to worship angels.
有些人甚至选择去敬拜天使。
Angels are treated by some as personal gods.
有些人把天使当作自己的神一样来对待。
They pray to angels and ask angels to do things for them.
他们向天使祷告，并且祈求天使帮助他们。
They specifically pray for the angels to guard them.
他们还特别祷告，求天使来保守他们。
This would be like a person who receives a personal invitation to eat dinner with the president of the country.
这就好像一个人他收到了一个私人邀请与国家总统共进晚餐。
But when the person gets to the gate of the mansion, instead of going in, he decides to stay at the gate with the guard and refuses to go in to see the president.
但是这个人来到了总统府门口，却拒绝进去会见总统，反而决定和门卫待在一起。
For one thing, the guard will refuse to talk to you.
首先，门卫会拒绝与你交谈。
He takes his orders from the president.
他只听从总统的吩咐。
You ask him for something, but he ignores you because he only does what his boss tells him to do.
当你寻求他的帮助，他会忽视你，因为他只做老板吩咐他做的事。
You say there is something wrong with this picture.
你会说这个描述有些不对。
Not to mention the insult to the president.
这里没有提到对总统的羞辱。
Those who worship angels are insulting the Lord of the angels.
这些敬拜天使的人就是在羞辱天使的主。
And that is why it is of utmost importance to understand the actual role of angels in the Bible.
因此理解圣经中天使的真正身份是绝对必要的。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 tells us that angels minister to the heirs of salvation.
希伯来书一章十四节告诉我们，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
In other words, angels serve the believers at God's command.
换句话说，神命令天使服务信徒。
So if you don't know the Lord of the angels, the angels will not help you no matter what.
所以如果你不认识天使的主，无论什么事情，天使都不会帮助你。
The Bible gives us a clear picture of the role of angels both in heaven and on earth.
关于天使的角色，圣经给了我们很清晰的图画，包括在天上的以及在世上的。
In heaven, they are serving and worshiping and praising God.
在天上，他们服侍、敬拜、赞美上帝。
They are forever extolling the majesty of God.
他们将永远赞美至高无上的神。
On earth, they are executing God's purpose.
在世上，他们是在执行神的旨意。
They are ministering to the believers.
他们奉差遣为信徒效力。
They are protecting the believers.
他们在保护信徒。
They even rule nations.
他们甚至会管理国家。
And we see this clearly in Daniel chapter 12.
在但以理书十二章，我们可以很清楚地看到这一点。
The prophet Daniel is now about 86 or 87 years old.
先知但以理如今已是一个86、87岁的老人了。
At the age of 14, he stood firm for God.
14岁的时候，他就为神持守真道。
And at the age of 86, he stands firm for God.
在86岁的高龄，他一样为神持守真道。
He stood firm in spite of threats.
他不怕威胁，坚定持守。
He stood firm in the face of persecution.
他面对迫害，仍然持守。
He slept on hungry lions and lived to tell about it.
他睡在饥饿的狮子旁，并且生还，做了美好的见证。
All of these things failed to break Daniel's spirit.
所有这些都不能动摇但以理忠贞的心。
In the last message, we saw the pre-incarnate Christ appearing to Daniel.
在上一次的信息中，我们看到即将道成肉身的基督向但以理显现。
The pre-incarnate Christ gave him a vision of the milestones of history that had yet to come.
即将道成肉身的基督给但以理一个意象，使他知道将要发生的重要历史事件。
All of this was assuring to Daniel and to us that heaven always directs what happens on earth.
所有这些给了但以理，也给了我们确据，就是上天总是在指引着世上发生的一切。
Heaven is always in ultimate control of what happens on earth.
最终总是上天在掌控着世上发生的一切事情。
And here in Daniel chapter 12, we see that God uses his angels to administer his purpose on earth.
并且在但以理书十二章，我们看到神使用天使按着他的心意管理着世上的事情。
Even in the most distressing times that the world has ever known.
甚至是在世上最痛苦悲伤的时期。
The Archangel Michael will stand up to protect God's people.
天使长米迦勒必站起来保护神的子民。
The Archangel Michael will deliver God's people.
天使长米迦勒将搭救神的子民。
The Archangel Michael will make sure that no one whose name is written in the book of life will ever be lost.
天使长米迦勒会确保名字记在生命册上的人没有一人失丧。
And in verse 1 of Daniel chapter 12, it says, Everyone whose name is written in the book of life shall be delivered.
在但以理书十二章一节说，你本国的民中，凡名录在册上的，必得拯救。
Michael, whose name means who is like God, was already mentioned in Daniel 10, 13 and 21.
米迦勒这个名字的意思是像神一样。在但以理十章十三节和二十一节已经提到过。
He is one of the chief princes.
他是一位大君。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means that he stands guard protecting God's own children.
他意味着米迦勒始终守卫保护着属神的儿女。
Gabriel, for example, is God's personal messenger.
举例说，天使加百列是专门替上帝传递信息的使者。
He came to Daniel to announce the future.
他来到但以理面前，向他宣告未来。
He announced the birth of Christ to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds.
他向玛利亚、约瑟和牧羊人宣布基督的降生。
But Michael is the only angel who is named Archangel.
但米迦勒是唯一被称为天使长的天使。
Why do you think?
你认为这是为什么呢？
Because he is more than a messenger, he is the chief warrior.
因为他不仅仅是一个信使，他是首席勇士。
Specifically, the epistle to Jude, verse 9, tells us that Michael is the one who contends with the devil.
特别是在使徒书信的犹大书第九节，告诉我们米迦勒是与魔鬼争辩的一位天使。
Michael is a celestial military general who commands billions of angelic hosts.
米迦勒是天上军队的将领，他统帅着亿万天使天军。
And his primary task is to defeat the devil and his demons.
并且他的首要任务是击溃魔鬼和他的爪牙。
The task of Michael and his host is to defeat Satan on behalf of the believers here and now.
米迦勒和他军队的主要任务是代表信徒，在我们所处的现况中击败魔鬼的攻击。
And it also will be Michael's task ultimately to throw Satan in the lake of fire.
并且最终把撒旦扔进火湖，也将是米迦勒的任务。
According to 1 Thessalonians 4:16,
根据帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节，
Immediately before the return of Christ, we will hear the voice of the archangels.
在基督再度降临之前的瞬间，我们会听到天使长的声音。
The Bible tells us that there are different ranks among the angelic beings.
圣经告诉我们天使有不同的等级。
There are the archangels,
有天使长，
angels,
天使，
seraphim,
撒拉弗，
cherubim,
基路伯，
principalities,
执政者，
authorities,
授权者，
powers,
掌权者，
thrones,
有位者，
and dominions,
主治者。
These are all ranks of the untold numbers of angels.
无数的天使被分为这里所提到的级别。
That means that their numbers could be in the trillions.
那意味着他们的数目可能以数万亿来计量。
And here's the good news that I always remind myself of.
有一个我常常提醒自己的好消息。
When the Bible said that Satan, who was Lucifer, the angel of light, rebelled against God,
圣经说撒旦就是路西弗，是一个背叛了上帝的光明天使。
Satan persuaded a third of the angelic beings to join in his mutiny.
撒旦说服了三分之一的天使参与了他的叛乱。
And Lucifer and a third of the angelic beings were thrown out of heaven.
并且魔鬼和这三分之一的天使从天上被驱逐出来。
And they are now Satan and his angels or demons.
他们就是现在的撒旦和他的邪灵，或者叫做恶魔。
So what is the good news?
那么好消息是什么呢？
The good news is that for every demon that harasses the believer,
好消息就是针对每一个来搅扰信徒的恶魔，
There are two angels fighting for and on behalf of the believer.
都会有两个天使代表信徒，也为信徒与之征战。
There are two things that I want to bring to your attention from this last chapter of the book of Daniel.
在但以理书的最后一章，有两件事情我想请你留意。
The first is that God's angels will protect his people in this life.
首先是属神的天使会在今生保护属神的子民。
We'll see that in verses 1 to 4.
从第一到第四节，我们可以看到这一点。
Secondly, God's angels will bring his people safely home to glory.
第二，属神的天使会带领神的子民安全地回到荣耀的天家。
And we see this in verses 5 to 13 of Daniel 12.
在但以理书十二章第五节到十三节，我们可以看到。
Let's look first at verses 1 to 4 to see how God's angels will protect God's children in this life.
先看第一点，在第一到第四节，属神的天使会在今生保护属神的子民。
What the pre-incarnate Christ wanted Daniel to know was fully revealed 600 years later.
即将道成肉身的基督想让但以理知道的事情在600年以后完全应验了。
It was revealed through the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
它是通过主耶稣基督在新约彰显出来的。
Remember that the time of Daniel was over 600 years before the full revelation of God in Christ.
请记住，但以理的时代比神在基督里彰显自己的时间早了600年。
God was saying to Daniel that he uses heavenly beings to protect his own.
神是在对但以理说，神会使用天君来保护所有属于他的子民。
Throughout the New Testament in which God became man,
贯穿整本新约圣经道成肉身的神，
Jesus told us again and again that those who belong to him shall be protected to the end.
耶稣反复不断地向我们强调，这些属于他的人必受保守直到末了。
The Apostle Paul echoes the words of the Lord Jesus Christ and said, What shall separate us from the love of God?
使徒保罗重复主耶稣基督的话语说，什么能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And after he lists a number of possibilities, such as persecution and famine and so on,
然后他列举了一些可能性，如迫害和饥荒等等。
Paul concludes confidently that nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
最后保罗蛮有信心的总结，在基督里没有任何东西能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
More than 600 years before the coming of Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ told Daniel that everyone whose name is written in the book of life shall be protected.
在基督降世的600年前，即将道成肉身的基督告诉但以理，每一个名字写在生命册上的人都会受到保护。
600 years later, Jesus said in Luke 10:20, Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life.
600年后，耶稣在路加福音10章20节说，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
My listening friend, you can be sure of this.
亲爱的朋友，你可以肯定这一点。
When the end of the world comes,
当世界的末日来到，
When the end of your life comes,
当你生命的尽头来到，
The most important thing for you is having your name written in the book of life.
对你而言，最重要的是你的名记录在生命册上。
It is exceedingly more important than your reputation in society here and now.
这远比你当前在社会的名望要重要得多。
It is exceedingly more important than your achievements and your accomplishment in this life.
这远比你在今生的丰功伟业要重要得多。
It is exceedingly more important than your education and your degrees.
这远比你的教育和文凭要重要得多。
It is exceedingly more important than your possessions and your wealth that you have here now.
这远比你的资产和财富要重要得多。
Why do I say this?
为什么我要说这些呢？
Because all of these things will be destroyed.
因为所有的这些都要被毁坏的。
None of these things will benefit you.
这些里面没有一样能令你得益处。
What will matter then is whether your name is written in the book of life or not.
然而你的名字是否记录在生命册上则事关紧要。
And the only way for you to be sure that your name is written in the book of life is when you trust in Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord.
唯一能够保你的名字被记录在生命册上的方法，就是相信耶稣基督，让他成为你的救主和你个人的主。
Because the word of God makes it very clear that those whose names are written in the book of life shall be guarded and protected in this life by the warring angels.
因为神的话语清楚地说明，那些名字被记录在生命册上的，在今生会受到天君的保护。
And those angels are under the leadership of Michael.
这些天使都归米迦勒率领。
Many people try to destroy the believers, but they fail.
许多人想消灭信徒，但他们失败了。
The untold pressures of the world, the flesh and the devil will try to destroy the believers, but these pressures will all fail.
这个世界数不清的压迫、欲望和邪恶想要消灭信徒，但这些都将失败。
An increase in knowledge in the world will try to distract the believers, but they too will fail.
这个世界不断增长的知识想要干扰信徒，但也会失败。
God's angels will protect those whose names are written in the book of life in this life.
那些名字被记录在生命册上的，在今生会受到神的天使的护佑。
And secondly, God's angels will protect His people in the life to come.
第二，神的天使会在永生中保护神的百姓。
In Daniel 12:9, God was saying to Daniel that it is not up to him to know God's timing.
在但以理书12:9，神是在告诉但以理，神的时间是他所不能明白的。
God said, "Go your way or mind your own business."
神说，你只管去，或做好你自己的事。
Or don't trouble yourself about these things.
或不要为这些事自寻烦恼。
Or just trust God about all these things.
或要相信神会处理所有这些的。
The end time is only known to the Father.
终结的时间只有父神知道。
When Daniel, the great man of God, wanted to know more,
被神重用的人但以理，当他想要了解更多情况的时候，
The pre-incarnate Christ said, "It is not necessary for you to know all the details of God's timing."
即将道成肉身的基督说，你不必知道神的时间这些细节。
In fact, verse 10 of chapter 12 makes it very clear that man, with all of his wisdom, will not understand God's ways.
事实上，在12:10清楚地讲到，穷其所有的智慧，人都无法明白神的方式。
In contrast,
相反的是，
of all the apparent confusion and contradiction of history, the wise are those whose names are written in the book of life.
自古以来，在各种的混乱和矛盾之中，唯有名字被记录在生命册上的人才是智慧者。
The wise are those who fear the Lord.
智慧者是那些敬畏神的人。
The wise are under God's cover of protection in this life and in the life to come.
智慧者的今生和永生都在神的保守之下。
In verse 12 of chapter 12, he is saying that for sure there will be a period of time that will pass before the end will come.
在12:12，神是在告诉我们，在末期到来之前还有一段时间。
The point is this, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，这里的关键是
Only God controls the times and the seasons.
唯有神掌管着时间和季节的更替。
Only God can change the times and the seasons.
唯有神可以改变时间和季节的更替。
Only God knows who, what, and when.
唯有神知道所有的一切。
And God is saying, Daniel, you go on trusting in God's power to protect you and all of God's people.
神的意思是，但以理，你要继续相信神的大能会保守你和所有神的百姓。
You go on placing your confidence in the God who will never leave you nor forsake you.
你要继续相信神是不会撇下你、离弃你的。
You trust that He who began a good work in you is able to bring it to completion.
你要相信神在你身上动了善工，他会完成他的工作。
You keep on trusting that God's angels will protect you and God's people in this life and also will take you all the way to glory.
你要继续相信神的天使会在今生保护你和神的百姓，也会领你们到荣耀中。
Daniel, remember that the very angels who came down to zip the lion's mouth for you will carry you to glory on the last day.
但以理，要记住，那些封住狮子口的天使也会在末期将你带到荣耀中。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
是啊，天使是服役的灵，我们不需要去敬拜他，我们唯一需要敬拜的就是这位伟大的神，他是一切的掌权，我们服侍的是他，还有什么好惧怕的呢？我们每一天也都在他的保守中，又有什么可担忧的呢？亲爱的听众朋友们，我们唯一要做的就是寻求他的面， 寻求在他里面得着安息，安静地享受他的爱和荣耀。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们新的一期节目再见咯。
生命使我在患难之中喜乐与刚强。